I stopped drinking alcohol 3 years ago, and I've had a lot of growth since then, and I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to put that out there, okay? And so these are the top five things that happened to me when I stopped drinking alcohol 3 years ago. Now, a quick recap of my alcohol history. I joined without a lot of coping skills, virtually none. And it led to a lot of problems and bad habits. A lot of dark times, if I'm being honest with you. And I barely made it out of my first base, and I barely made it out of my second base. But I'm here today, and I'm going to let you in on how that went. I didn't have any coping skills. I started drinking to party, drinking to have fun, and eventually it became a little bit more routine than it should have been. Not on a physical addiction level, but more of a coping skill. I couldn't deal with the stress. I couldn't deal with social interactions. I couldn't even, believe it or not, I couldn't even public speak. I would start hyperventilating. I thought I had asthma, but really it was just that huge lack of self-confidence that alcohol was able to mask. So it's been 3 years, since I've had a drink of alcohol, and it's pretty much completely changed my life. I wouldn't even be having this podcast talking to you right now if I hadn't have gotten rid of that out of my life 3 years ago. How do you stop drinking, right? Well, I'll tell you the moment it clicked for me, maybe that'll give you some insight. The moment it clicked for me was when I won my first Wing Quarterly Award, which is pretty hard to do. It was a very proud moment of mine. My wife was there. My daughter, Summer, she was a baby then, was there. This is before COVID, so the crowd was going wild. I mean, it was just it was a cool, special moment for me. And I went out to eat that night with my wife, and I wanted a celebratory beer, right? I wanted a huge beer. She was going to drive home. I'm going to be kind of drunk. Ha, ha, ha. You know the deal. You know, I go to order that beer, and I'm so happy. I mean, this is probably one of the happiest days of my life, if I'm being honest with you. I just felt on top of the world. I felt invincible, and I thought, why do I need that beer right now? I don't. I know it's not good for me. I know it's not healthy. And there's nothing that beer could bring to make me happier than I already am. I allowed myself to feel that joy. And so I decided at that moment that I didn't need it. And so it started off as a very small goal, right? Like, can I celebrate tonight without it? It started as small as that. And at that time, I was working in the base honor guard doing military funeral honors, which is a 2-year commitment. And I looked at my next goal. Can I not drink alcohol for just these 2 years? Because, you know, there's 30 airmen. They could need my help in the middle of the night. I don't want to be intoxicated. So it would actually benefit me greatly if I could just not do it for this 2-year honor guard tour. And so for that 2 years, I didn't drink. And then when that time was over, I thought, why the hell would I start now? I've already figured out how to not have it in my life. Why would I put it back into my life now? So now it's just easy. Again, I never had a physical issue or addiction with it. So it was more psychological. And going without it for many years has forced me to find a way to live without it, to deal with life without it. And I'm going to go over the top five benefits that came out of this decision of mine. Benefit number one, feeling physically better and mentally clearer. So I have struggled with my weight a little bit. I'm not overweight, obviously, but like I've never been that jacked guy, right? I could never get to that level. And I'm into CrossFit and I'm into running and I'm pretty naturally competitive. So of course I strive to do my best, be my best, look my best. And I have to say, don't kid yourself, please, like I did for so many years. Don't kid yourself in thinking that you're going to be this, you know, this chiseled Greek god who can just do any workout and crush it and play any sport. Don't think that you can have that life and drink in the same life, okay? Don't lie to yourself. Why would you diet, stay away from sugar, low carbs, eating vegetables, eating clean, and then you're going to drink a ton of beer and liquor. Like, I'm telling you, the worlds do not align. Those goals do not align. And so just don't kid yourself, okay? Because I did for many years, and I had no progress. There was an obvious answer as to why, and I just chose to ignore that truth. But it wasn't until I stopped drinking that I really started to notice my physical fitness went through the roof. I'm not the chiseled Greek god or anything like that. I've made much more realistic expectations and goals. So I'll say with running, my running greatly improved because I was able to get quality sleep and recover. And quality sleep is directly tied to cardiovascular health. There's a lot of connection there. And so once I started getting quality sleep, you know, no hangovers ever, I'm 100% at all times, it's really easy to run and get better and see results quick. The thing that I saw the most results though with was definitely CrossFit style workouts, that high intensity movements, right? Like 10 minutes of just nonstop getting after it, burpees and squats and running, and that went through the roof. I remember when I was stationed in Arizona, I was in a toxic workplace there, and I had no coping skills. I didn't know how to deal with any of this stuff. And so I started drinking beer pretty frequently just to numb my brain from it all, because I couldn't figure it out. At the same time, I was trying to become this like CrossFit athlete, and I was going nowhere. I mean, gassed out first round, no progress, nothing. And I just thought, I just suck at this. And it wasn't until years later when I attempted it again with this, you know, completely sober and no alcohol anywhere near my system. And I am absolutely destroying these workouts now. For my own standards compared to my own progress, it's a night and day difference. So physically, you will go through the roof. You'll start to see those results finally. That could be the one thing holding you back. Number two, this is a big one, being comfortable with being uncomfortable, being comfortable in your own skin. I have to say it's something I've struggled with for years, and I feel like drinking just delays that self-growth, right? Like instead of reading that book or facing that fear, it might just be easier to just drink that beer, and I'm not trying to make that rhyme. I'm not sure how that happened. You need to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Public speaking, social interactions. I started going to these things sober. And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It was hard. It was very hard. I'm looking at my phone, I'm fidgeting, I'm twitching, I'm nervous laughing, I'm not sure what to say, I'm not sure what to do with my hands. And it was awkward. It was awkward, it was embarrassing, and it was hard. And it's just what I needed. It's exactly what I needed to be comfortable in my own skin. I was delaying that growth for so long. And once I was able to finally get comfortable in my own skin, I could finally start public speaking. I could finally start motivating people. I could finally start connecting with people, being vulnerable. So many amazing things came out with just facing those fears and allowing myself to finally be uncomfortable. I didn't die. I'm still here. I'm doing great. So get comfortable being uncomfortable. That is the path to feeling, to being the best you, to feeling comfortable in your own skin. It's the most liberating, freeing feeling when you can be vulnerable, you can be truthful with yourself, you can connect with people. It's an incredible feeling. So challenge yourself. Be the DD for your friends. Go out to, you know, celebrations and don't drink. Be that sober person. See what happens. The third thing that happened. So the third thing that happened when I stopped drinking was I started really valuing relationships more. I started valuing people more. And I think that's because, you know, beer and alcohol can kind of numb the pain sometimes, where you become very isolating, right? And it's kind of a self-medicating behavior. But when you remove that, you're going to have to work through it somehow. How are you going to do it? How are you going to be stressed from a tough day at work and not have that beer like you're used to doing to relax? And now you're just kind of stewing in your own thoughts with no release or escape. What do you do with that? What do you do? And for me, I found it's relationships. So I value relationships so much now. To have friendships, to be there for people, to have them be there for you, to build that sense of community, it's what I've been missing my entire life, okay? And I never realized how much I needed that community, those people, and that and those relationships until I cut that booze out and I started living that sober life. And I had that void to fill, right? There's a void there. I filled it with love and relationships and friendships. And I've never even been the type of person to be like that. I've never been, I thought that stuff was corny and I didn't need it. And I was lying to myself. The fourth thing that I've noticed since I began this journey was that you need to work for that new high, right? Alcohol is a quick fix to feeling a certain way. Let me give you an example. If you go out to a social situation and you're feeling uncomfortable, you go for that beer, right? Or that shot with all your friends. Suddenly, the fear subsides, the social anxiety slightly subsides, and you're able to communicate with people more. And without that, you have to work for it, I've come to learn. So I need to get good sleep. I need to eat right. I need to be uncomfortable in my own skin. I need to make an effort to be social, to read, to learn. I need to put in the work, okay? There's no quick fix. The quick fix is just a pause button for things that you've been putting off. There's no quick fix. You have to earn confidence. You have to earn happiness. You have to earn that. That's what I learned. And so when you stop drinking, there's a reason that you were drinking, right? That frequently. There's a void there. And there's this energy that you've created, and it's not going to go away. You need to redirect it. Redirect it towards reading, learning. Redirect it towards learning to be vulnerable, to be open, to speak your mind, to start journaling, to going to bed on time, to telling people how much you care about them. You need to put in that effort. And the more work that I put into myself and to those people around me, I started getting that high naturally. I started feeling happy all the time. You have to earn it. All right, so that brings us to our last lesson learned from not drinking. The fifth thing that happened to me that I want to point out to y'all. This is actually the hardest one for me to come out and say. So the fifth thing that I learned when I stopped drinking was that I have been suffering from depression for many years. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what I was feeling was depression. I didn't give myself time to think about it, right? You know, when you're drinking, you hit that pause button for self-growth. And it numbed me just enough to not realize that I needed help, straight up. I needed help. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why I needed help. That's a different episode, I guess. But when I stopped drinking, I noticed some things about myself that bothered me. There were times I didn't feel like myself. I didn't recognize myself with my actions, with my thoughts. And I realized that I needed help. Something was off. My energy at some point plummeted to nothing. And so, like, for me, depression was feeling nothing. I had this idea in my head that I wasn't depressed because I wasn't crying all day. I mean, I thought depression was basically just crying all day long and not able to cope with anything. And that might be the case for some people, but for me, depression was feeling empty and feeling nothing and feeling wanting to do things, wanting to work hard and wanting to exercise, but having nothing inside of me to allow me to actually do it. And slowly but surely, I became someone that I didn't even recognize. And it was really scary. And I kept it to myself for months, just trying to understand what is happening to me. What is wrong with me? And I was scared to death, if I'm being honest. And it wasn't until I talked to a provider about it and come to realize that I have a lot of symptoms of depression, and I've probably had them for the better part of a decade or more. And again, I just numb myself just enough to where I never got that help that I needed. I was never able to identify what was wrong. And, you know, now that I'm here, 3 years later, I got my wife, my two kiddos. I've accomplished, since I stopped drinking, I've accomplished more goals than I ever thought possible. I'm proud of myself for having the courage to be the best version of me and being there present for my family to the best of my abilities. That drives me, fuels me, and gives me an energy that I've never felt. If there's any part of your brain that's like, I think I'm doing this too much, you know, I'm not feeling good, why do I feel the need to keep drinking once I start? You know, if you're on the fence about it, stop doing it. Get help. Get help. Take that step. You got one life to live. Do you want to live it dulling your senses and ignoring your problems? Or do you want to live it being the best you can be? Not just for you, but for the people that you love and care about. If you have any doubt in your mind whatsoever, please raise your hand, ask for help. I did. It changed my life. It changed my life. I wouldn't be the man I am today without cutting that out of my life permanently, period. It's not all about what goals you can hit and what changes you can make by adding things. Sometimes it's subtracting things, right? Okay, yeah, I can add hours to my sleep. Yeah, I can add a workout to my routine. What can you remove that's holding you back? Have you ever thought of it that way? If you listen to this whole thing, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I love that you heard me out, and I hope you got something from it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. It tremendously helps me get my content out there. I'm trying to help people by lessons that I've learned. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, please subscribe to my podcast on whatever app that you're listening to. I believe in you. I love you. We're all in this together. This was the Hero Front Podcast. Let's get after it.